Playing daily fantasy basketball this year? Consider Daily Roto your go-to resource. Whether you play on DraftKings or FanDuel, Daily Roto's customizable projections, podcasts, strategy guides, and lineup optimizer will help you compete with the pros in a fraction of the time. With a team featuring millionaire maker winners and live final champions, there's no better place to get your NBA DFS content. Better yet, you can save 10% using the promo code FNTSY. So go to dailyroto.com/premium and learn more about our awesome product.
You're listening to the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. You are now tuned in to the Roto Experts.
What's up? Welcome in the Roto Experts podcast right here on the Fantasy Sports Network, iTunes, Google Play, wherever you listen to your podcast at. We got you covered. And of course, shout out to everybody checking us out right now on FNTSY YouTube channel. This is the new way you listen to the Roto Experts, and we kind of keep it loose, break it down a little bit. All in kid, Jake Seeley, Wall Street, Matt Medica, Mr. Sussman may pop in at some time. You already know me, the aggravating voice of the fantasy executive, Corey Parson. So I had a busy weekend this weekend. I went down, got the kids, whatever, took care of all of that stuff. Had some birthday celebrations to go to this week. Shout out to my niece, Mackenzie Walker, Mac Mittens, turned 4 years old.
So, shout out to her.
Yes, 4 years old. It's a very young birthday, four-year-old. What's a bigger birthday, four or five, huh? Jake, if you were to say...
I don't know.
I'd go with the round number five, right?
I would go with five, too. Yeah. But apparently four is a big birthday also, so I don't know. That's been wild.
Why?
I want to know why that is.
My sister was talking about it, you know what I'm saying? And she was like, no, five is big, but four is bigger. And I'm like, I don't get it. I don't understand why four is
that's
bigger than five.
That's odd when you say four. That's like I had this friend, this is going back a few years ago. He was getting us something to get enhanced, and he said, instead of saying that the guy will be here in 5 minutes, he's like, he'll be here in 6 minutes. And I never heard anybody say that in my life. You know, I've been around for a while.
I would figure you would round up also to five, but apparently, put it like this, my children are well past that age, and I don't plan on having that situation anymore, Lord willing. But you never know, though. I'm never going to be on Sean Kemp status, though, I'll tell you that much, because I'm trying to put it together as it is. So after we watch, you know, obviously my brother-in-law is a Philadelphia Eagle fan, and he's a Golden State Warrior fan. He's from Oakland, California. So we were discussing on our ride back to the crib after we dropped the kids off so we can do our thing. We were discussing how we did the Mount Rushmore, and I was telling him about the Bay Area and Mount Rushmore, and he was like, yeah, you got it. Well, everything was cool, except we got to make sure we have Ricky Henderson on there. You know what I'm saying? So I think we did have Ricky Henderson on our Yay Area Mount Rushmore. So then we got to talking about the Los Angeles Mount Rushmore. And we hadn't done one so far. And then it hit me. And this is a drawback to what we talked about this morning, Matt. If you do a L.A. Mount Rushmore, it's only Lakers. And I was like, well, what about Fernando Valenzuela? And he was like,
what about Eric Dickerson?
Eric Dickerson, interesting. That name didn't come
up. Wayne Gretzky.
Wayne Gretzky is interesting, too.
I mean, yeah.
It's interesting.
He basically put Hockey on the map out in L.A. I mean, if you want to use him for his Oiler days, I can go with that. If you wanted to use a hockey player besides Gretzky, I mean, Marcel Dion would be somebody. Scored over 700 goals in the NHL.
But
you don't like hockey.
Okay, but listen. Honestly speaking, y'all, come on now. The L.A. Mount Rushmore is Shaq.
Wayne Gretzky.
Kobe. Magic Johnson. And Kareem.
Kareem? No, not Shaq.
Whoa! Jake, you gonna take the best big man to ever play?
Not from L.A., man. Nope. Not Shaq.
Wow. No Shaq on the L.A. Mount Rushmore.
Magic, Kobe, Kareem, and Gretzky.
Magic, Kobe, Kareem, and Gretzky.
Well, what about, like, Sandy Koufax? I mean, how does he not get put on there? Considered, like, one of the greatest pitchers of all time.
This is true.
I mean, I didn't even go to any other Dodgers. I'm just starting out there. And if we're going to consider, I mean, I don't know about the Angels, but I'm just saying, Angels would be, it's more California. I know they're the Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim.
Yeah.
If we're going down that route.
I would say, okay, but even still, does anybody can, the Wayne Gretzky thing is interesting. I do think you got to get Gretzky in there, but not at the expense of Shaq.
Absolutely. I put Marcus Allen in, Koufax in before I put in Shaq.
You must have something against Shaq, Jake.
No, I just don't think that you talk about L.A., he did a lot with a lot of teams. I don't think you can say, like, the fact is the magic is what started everything. I don't think he's L.A. He's not L.A.
Interesting. Jake says that you got the Orlando Magic. Obviously, he was washed by the time he got to Miami.
Lyle Alzado is not on your Mount Rushmore.
Lyle Alzado, not really one of my favorite guys.
How about Jackie Joyner Kersee?
I thought we were sticking to team sports.
I know. I'm just saying. Like,
that's interesting, though. Going. Olympian, a great Olympian to Jackie Joyner Kersee.
How about the logo? Jerry West before we even get to Shaq. Shaq isn't even in my top 10 at
wow.
L.A. We're talking about L.A. I'm not putting Shaq inside the top 10 at L.A., people.
Don't they have a statue of Shaq outside the Staples Center?
You put a statue of everybody nowadays.
Matt, so you say Kobe.
I mean,
you say Magic, right?
I mean, but there's other, I mean, or is it just going to be a basketball one?
That's my thing is the Lakers, the L.A. one should really just be the Lakers.
One. Yeah, you can make just a basketball one. But okay. I'm just trying
Jerry
to say.
West in before I put Shaq in.
So, but I'm just going the other point. We're talking about team sports. A guy who was Mr. King pretty much his whole career. So, you know, I don't know. Look, the Lakers are great. Basketball is more prominent out here, but. And what about Eric Dickerson? I mean, does he not get on this list?
Eric Dickerson is interesting, but I don't know if he's had some. We have to do two.
Marcus Allen.
Yeah, and I would say Marcus Allen, I think is known for being an L.A. Raider.
Yeah, and he got kind of blackballed by Al Davis.
Yeah, he really did that 30 for 30 is one of the good ones also.
Hey Corey, you want to put OJ on there?
No, I'm not touching that. I'm not touching that. OJ Simpson is his days in Southern California. He was a beast at Southern Cal though, and he was a beast with the Buffalo Bills. And then I'm just going to leave it at that because whenever you talk about OJ, you tend to figure out a way.
So
to
why don't
get
we do
trouble.
A basketball one and then everybody else?
All right, so the basketball one. So okay, you putting the logo Jerry West over Shaq.
I think for the time
I put
in L.A.
Walt over Shaq.
Jake makes a correct point. I'm with him on that. In the fact that, I mean, Shaq's whole career wasn't L.A. He wasn't a Laker. I mean, he was in Orlando. Then he went after the Lakers. He went to the Heat and won a title. So he's not Mr. Laker. I mean, they can put a statue up there for him. And, you know, that's nice. I'm a Shaq guy.
Yeah.
I really am.
All right, so we go.
Shaq would not be on my list.
Kobe, Magic, the logo, Kareem. That's the one that would be L.A. Live at the Staples Center. All right, so let's get the other one. Fernando Vinatieri.
What about Pat Riley? Does he get
We didn't put no coaches because Tommy Lasorda could have been in if we put coaches. Jake, how do we start?
I don't think Venezuela gets in there because I would say Allen, Gretzky, Koufax, and
no, Fernando wouldn't get in there for me neither. I mean, he was that whole Fernando.
Josh Drysdale was better than Fernando,
and he did have a few really good years, but he didn't have the longevity.
What about Kirk Gibson? Oh, that's just one moment.
No, that's a moment in time.
That's a moment. I remember that.
Earl Hershiser's just better than Venezuela.
I would say that. I was thinking Earl Hershiser, too. So we got Marcus Allen, Wayne Gretzky, Sandy Koufax, and Eric Dickerson?
That's where we're left off. It's Dickerson or Hershiser. It's basically Drysdale, Hershiser, and Dickerson at this point.
Drysdale, Hershiser, and Dickerson. My vote would go to Earl Hershiser won a championship, right?
That he did.
I'll go
My
all.
Problem is, like, how long was Dickerson and the Rams there?
See, that's what I'm thinking, too.
Yeah.
I don't think they were there that long.
They weren't.
I thought
but
they were already gone.
Just listen to the yards he had. 1,800, 2,100, 1,200, and 1,800.
1,200, he probably played four games that year.
How many games did he play? He played 14. It wasn't a full season. In the three full seasons he had, after he had 1,800 or more yards. One of them was 21.
There's no question about it. I still say Eric Dickerson is one of the top three running backs of all time.
Listen to the touchdowns he had. 18 touchdowns, 14 touchdowns, 12 and 11. That's pretty.
And you're not even including the receiving yards.
He was a beast. Man, he was 1-1 in fantasy leagues if you were playing back in those days. So that's
interesting.
Yeah, nah, unfortunately, the hobby. Scott might have. Scott
will
tell you
Scott
he was.
Scott will claim that he was.
Yeah, Scott will claim that he was. Scott would have been like, nah, I was in Stratomatic.
I won my first championship in the day shift.
My 15th year in my keeper league.
Yeah, exactly. Shout out to the king, Scott Engel. So we had to do two for L.A. I could have swore L.A. And we did two and still don't get Shaq in it. I find that amazing that we could not get the big man.
All right, Shaq.
The best big man to ever play. So
did somebody break Earl Hershiser's record for scoreless innings, by the way, Matt? I feel like somebody did, didn't they?
I think somebody came close.
Wasn't it a reliever?
It could have been a reliever. If it was somebody, it was a reliever.
Gagne. Was it a Gagne?
I have to say, funny thing. I went to a Pedro Martinez when he was in the Mets game out in L.A. when I was living there. Mm-hmm. And it was the one appearance Gagne made that whole year when he came back. And when he came in that ninth inning, it was pretty insane. They had the music going. Yeah. The stadium went crazy.
Oh, no. He had the consecutive saves is what he had.
Yeah, he had like, what, 80? Yeah, 76. I know. I was going to say 81.
Yeah.
It was something insane.
All right. So there we go. We got L.A. wrapped up. Let's come back to the East Coast, and let's go to our nation's capital in Washington, D.C. This is going to be a little bit tougher one right here, too, because
we basically have two sports.
Yeah, because you have two sports. And and then when you talk about the D.C. football team, it gets interesting. So I kind of okay. Let's start right here, Jake. I ask you this: do you put a member of the Hogs on a DC Mount Rushmore?
I don't know. The first running back or first Redskins that came to mind was the John Riggins. So probably no.
Yeah, probably not because Riggins was the running back behind the Hogs.
You have to put so the he Hogs gets the credit as a group.
Yeah, you have to put the Hogs. Right. The Mount Rushmore can be on Hogs' way. You go right there, make everybody happy.
Good. There you go.
Yeah, there you go, make everybody happy. So you get Riggins, right? I think Riggins goes. Do you put Doug Williams, or does not enough, or is that one Super Bowl so memorable that he gets on there?
Yeah, Doug Williams is one of the worst quarterbacks ever to win a Super Bowl outside of that one. Like just in general, that was just one terrific game. Doug Williams doesn't even make the top 10 Redskins of all time.
But when you look at moments, it would probably.
I don't
probably
care about moment. We're talking about all time best. He's not even inside the top 10.
All right, so we got John Riggins. What do you think, Matt Modica? Darryl Green is another guy, NFL
Number
Hall of
two.
Famer, beloved in Washington. DC football, he is. I think Darryl Green gets a spot, right, Jake?
I would. I mean, look, right. Darryl Green, but if we're going to go just beloved in DC, I mean, Art Monk was beloved and he was, you know. Art Monk got once upon a time. Didn't he have the most catches and stuff?
He really did. Art Monk.
I mean, Art Monk was a bad man on the field. He was a very good man, but a bad man on the field.
Art Monk is interesting. That one tonight crossed my mind. Everybody remembers the fun bunch jumping up, giving the high fives in the back of the end zone. Great crew of wide receivers they had through the glory years out there in D.C. John Riggins, Dow Green. I got Art Monk here. All right, so let's talk Washington Capitals or I don't know enough Ovechkin. About that. Is Ovechkin, who has never won anything, they haven't even been to the Doesn't conference matter. Finals, though, Jake.
Doesn't matter.
Yeah, I mean,
he's going to be one of the he's going to go down as one of the best hockey players of all time.
I'm not. Yeah, he would have to be on this list.
All right, Alexander Ovechkin makes the list. Now let's talk about Washington Bullets / Washington Wizards. I don't think John Wall is eligible yet.
Well, I mean, it's really Wes Unfeld and Elvin Hayes are the only two we can even talk about.
All right, Wes Unfeld, Elvin Hayes.
That's why I said
Hayes.
There's two sports.
All right, now, this is where you can get a little bit controversial with this one right here. Because we haven't really done this for any other place, but D.C. is not a city. It's a district. It's the District of Columbia. So maybe you change the rules up since it's less sports. Do you put Patrick Ewing on a DC Mount Rushmore? Obviously, Patrick Ewing, Georgetown University, Hoyer Destroyer. You can put John Thompson in that mix too, but he's a coach, and we already said no coaches. But Patrick Ewing single-handedly created the Big East Conference. The Big East Conference, until college football killed it, was the premier conference in college basketball.
It was. Back in the day, say Lou Konosecka, John Thompson. I mean, it really was. That's, to me, still a moment in time with college basketball and the Villanova upset. Yep. Raleigh and the, you know, that was pretty fantastic to watch.
So, is Patrick Ewing worthy?
I mean, we're just putting a whole new kind of spin on this.
Okay, so no Patrick Ewing. I get it. So then you go Wes Unseld, Elvin Hayes for that final spot.
I wouldn't even do the final spot. Like, when I initially thought of this, it was the – I was going to go with the three Redskins. I was going to go Riggins, Monk, and Daryl Green, and then Ovechkin, and that was it.
There you go right there. Wes Unseld, Elvin Hayes, Monk. Art Monk's NFL Hall of Famer, right?
I could see going Ewing, but it's just – that's such a short time.
You can – I mean, I'm not saying we're going to – but you can go back to the Washington Senator days.
Who was who?
I'm top of my head.
Did Frank Robinson play for the Senators, or he just managed the National? Well, he never managed the National.
Honestly, what about if you're going to do, you're just doing D.C., Baltimore is not included?
Nah, we did Baltimore separately.
Nah. Okay.
We did Baltimore. Remember we did Cal Ripken and Ray Lewis and Ed Reed and the other dude? Skips my mind now. Well, wait a minute. Wasn't Wes Unseld was a Baltimore Bullet? Yeah, he was Baltimore Bullet.
Then bump Art Monk for Walter Johnson if you want to go with the Senators.
I don't even know who the hell that is.
who was the big train?
He was a baseball
Walter
player?
Johnson.
Was a pitcher?
Pitchers. Yeah. Huge time. Like one of the best pitchers of that generation.
I didn't know that. All right. I got to do my research on Walter Johnson. So there you go right there. D.C. Mount Rushmore.
Set. We're doing everything with Bush's
now. That's crazy. I think we're done with the D.C. Mount Rushmore. Shout out to Art Monk. Yeah, DC is not really a good. It's not really a good. DC is a.
Let's reinvest. Let's come back to this in 5 years where we can talk about Bryce Harper and Scherzer and stuff.
And maybe John Wall can get his act together by that point. Gilbert Arenas was not qualified for this. We do not want Gilbert Arenas at the ceremony either. Gilbert Arenas is a little bit too ratchet to go on any Mount Rushmore right now. All right, not another interesting city for Mount Rushmore. Listen to the Roto Experts podcast right here on FNTSY. Shout out to everybody watching us on YouTube. Shout out to everybody through the many different streams of downloading. Thank you for rocking with us. Don't forget this week, free Daily Roto golf content. You can check it out. All the tools, the ownership projections, the cut projections, the top 20 projections, anything you want is open this week over at dailyroto.com. So go there, check it out for free. Then the week after, sign up, promo code FNTSY Radio. Get your golf game straight, not Pat Mayo. So we need help. So Daily Roto is free this week. Shout out to Pat Mayo. I saw some of his work on Radio Row during the Super Bowl. So shout out to Mayo. He's definitely getting it done. That is my guy. All right, let's go to Big D. Let's go to Dallas. How about them Cowboys? And let's start it off with the greatest Dallas Cowboy, in my opinion, to ever lace him up. That is one Mr. Emmitt Smith, Dallas Cowboys all-time leading rusher. He gets the first spot on the Big D Mount Rushmore. I'm going to go to Emmitt Smith. Don't hate Jake.
This is already locked in.
You think so?
So Tony's got to be on there too, right? Yep.
No, I don't put Tony Dorsett.
Yeah.
I don't put Tony Dorsett.
Wow.
I'll tell you who the four are, and you guys can argue about it. I thought this was the easiest one. I thought you were doing it on purpose. It's Aikman. It's Smith. It's Dirk. And
Michael Irvin.
Staubach. That's it.
Oh, wait a minute. We can't leave Michael Irvin off of this. We can't leave Michael
Irvin.
We're
talking about
this.
Those four. Yeah, you can. Michael Irvin's up.
Who were the guys, Jake, you had?
Yeah, say that again, Jake, because I find that interesting.
Aikman, Staubach, Smith, and Dirk.
Aikman, Staubach, Smith, and Dirk.
Not Starbucks, Staubach.
Yeah, I'm Roger Staubach. Roger the Dodger. See. Michael Irvin has to get in this, and you can't remove Dirk. Dirk's one of the best players in the history of the NBA.
Forever.
Yep. Dirk is a beast.
He's the best worst player of all time.
Dirk is the best.
You know what I mean? Because you watch him, he's awkward. He shouldn't be good. If you watch him, he's the worst player, but he's the best worst player of all time. Or he's the worst best player of all time, however you want to put it.
Dominant wing player, that turnaround jumper where he kicked that leg out, has been emulated from everybody emulates that move. Only a couple can do it. Dirk has it. LeBron has it. Carmelo is lethal with it. But Dirk obviously was the best at it. Dominant wing player, NBA champion, one of NBA's all-time leading scorers, the best international player ever. Dirk definitely gets on the Dallas one. Emmitt definitely gets on it. Now, the quarterbacks, I'll be honest with you. I want to remove one of the quarterbacks and put the dope man, Michael Irvin, on it. And I want Michael Irvin to be wearing shades.
I don't think Michael Irvin gets on it, if you're being honest.
Oh, man, yeah, you're breaking my heart. How are you not going to put
How are you not going to put Roger Staubach? I mean, he's one of the, I mean, that's like Mr. Cowboy.
I would take Troy Aikman off of him.
Why?
I would.
Troy Aikman was never the best quarterback. He won Super Bowls, but Troy Aikman was never the best quarterback. And his career, and he went, his downturn happened very quickly.
How many quarterbacks have three Super Bowl rings?
Very few.
How do you feel about Gregory Castillo's comment?
The cocaine Cowboys. Hey, the Cowboy Mount Rushmore going to be built where the White House used to be. Well, the Dallas Mount Rushmore, excuse me.
Not to mention, Corey, he leads your team all the time in yards and touchdowns. So, I mean,
Romo is close to that, though. You know I want to put Tony Romo on this thing,
not
too.
Not like he's getting back on the field.
Can we put Tony Romo on this thing, too? No.
No. he could have a statue of him fumbling that sack.
What about Danny White?
I love Danny White. I absolutely love Danny White, but we're not going to be able to fit Danny White into this. About who? Drew Stanton. Remember that? Drew Stanton started for the Cowboys on a Thanksgiving, and they beat the Bears. I never forget that. Drew Stanton. The Cowboys had some lean years. They had some lean years at quarterback, the Cowboys.
You got Drew Stanton everywhere you went with all your teams.
I know. So
for a guy that
never played for the Knicks or the Warriors, though.
On the professional level, never did it, really did anything. He made some nice money.
Oh, yeah. No, he got paid.
He made some nice money. Shout out to him.
Ooh, Ron C. with a good one right here. Yeah, Randy White. Randy White's a good one. Super Bowl MVP, the Doomsday defense in Dallas. For a tackle, Randy White was a tackle. He was a run stopper. He can get after the quarterback. Wow, Randy White is interesting.
Randy White.
I'm surprised Matt didn't throw out another one that he wanted to argue for. You're a hockey guy, Matt.
Mike Madonna. Yeah, well, we're arguing just the Cowboys right now. I figured that was going to take a while. You know, Mike Madonna would be on it, but Corey's not giving hockey players any love.
NHL 92, 93, and 94, I traded for him on I put him on the Rangers every single time.
Yeah, no. He was Mr. USA Hockey. For
Dallas Stars, right? But yep. Weren't they they were Minnesota first, right? Dallas didn't have a hockey team
until.
Yeah,
they came from Minnesota. And then they gave Minnesota.
But he
to
is Mr. Dallas Star. Yes. That was actually his nickname.
Emmett Dirk. I don't like not having Michael Irvin on this.
He's got blow to entertain himself.
Well, now, do the Texas Rangers consider for Dallas? Or
I was going to ask that
because it's Houston, so I would think Texas would be.
Okay, let's do that. Let's put Texas Rangers in there. What's homeboy name the third baseman?
Adrian Beltre.
Adrian Beltre.
I don't think you can put him over anybody that's there.
I agree with that. Now, Nolan Ryan was a Houston Astro, right? That's where he got his work.
He originally a Met, then an Angel, then an Astro.
But never the Texas Rangers.
No, he wasn't on the Rangers. No,
Ryan was going to be in the Houston group.
When he was beating up Robin Ventura.
I agree with Jake. I think he goes when you look at Houston. So for Dallas, all right, let me go with the two quarterbacks. Y'all seem to not want to give Michael Irvin no love. Dallas, we got Emmitt Smith, Troy Aikman, Roger Staubach, Dirk Nowitzki, two Dallas Cowboy quarterbacks. Dallas Cowboy quarterbacks also are a very prominent position. Obviously, when you're the most watched thing on television, you get to transition into the broadcast booth. Much like Roger Staubach used to do Monday Night Football at a time. No, Roger Staubach never did Monday Night Football. The other quarterback did Monday Night Football. I can't think of his name right now. And then you also have, obviously, Tony Romo. You got Troy Aikman, and one day Dak Prescott will be in the booth also. So that's just the natural transition for Dallas Cowboy franchise quarterbacks. Houston, Texas, H-Town, stand up. Let's go to the H, and this one should be interesting. So I think we've already agreed that Nolan Ryan goes on the Houston Mount Rushmore. Nolan Ryan, one of the greatest pitchers of all time, great MLB player. The no-hitters, the strikeouts, the whole thing. Nolan Ryan was dominant. Nolan Ryan was a beast. Matt Modica, Nolan Ryan deserves to be on the Houston Mount Rushmore.
Yeah, it's still a shame the Mets traded him for Jim Fregosi.
The Mets, a long tradition of making the wrong move. When you talk about Houston football, love you, Blue, that era, obviously Earl Campbell is the first name that comes to mind. You also have Warren Moon. Do we have enough spots on this Mount Rushmore to give to two members of Love Your Blue and the Houston Oilers?
Well, you got Hakeem.
You got Hakeem and Clyde Drexler.
You left Andre Johnson.
Oh, I forgot about Andre Johnson. Houston going to be tough. Darn it.
And what about the Astros? Biggio.
Yeah, that's right. Biggio and Bagwell.
We still have Elijah One and Clyde Drexler.
Houston's a good sports city. Look at that. All right, so we're going to... Okay, who's in the Hall of Fame? Nolan Ryan's in the Hall of Fame, right?
Ryan's the lock on this.
Nolan Ryan is the lock for Houston.
Hakeem Olajuwon?
I think Hakeem Olajuwon has to be a lock. Hakeem, best big man in the game, the dream shake. Hakeem Olajuwon will now teach you the dream shake for $200,000 for a one-hour session.
Smart man.
Yes. What's up, Jake?
No, I was just about to say. So now we got two spots for Clyde, Biggio, Bagwell, Andre Johnson, Earl
Campbell.
What
do you Campbell, think about what Jim Ross says?
I like Clyde, you know Portland. What? I think Jim Ross makes it a very good point that Clyde was more Portland Trailblazer. So Clyde, yeah, Clyde. Sorry, Clyde. You've been eliminated. Hakeem,
you're in the Northwest.
You go up there with Angle.
All right. Well, then we'll cut out Biggio because Bagwell's the only first baseman to ever have 400 home runs and 200 stolen bases.
So
the only ever.
Is Bagwell a Hall of Famer?
Yeah, he already is.
He's already in. Biggio in?
Biggio? Did Biggio get in?
Biggio was already in. I thought Biggio got in first, right?
He got in a couple years ago.
All right, so both of them are Hall of Famers. So Nolan Ryan, Hakeem, and we go Bagwell thanks to that stat right there.
But then Earl Campbell or Andre Johnson?
I got to go Earl Campbell. Just because every time you think of Houston Oilers football.
You think of Earl Campbell breaking through those runs, getting his jersey ripped off.
With Bum Phillips on the side.
That's the interesting thing. It's like I think we could. You know what? We'll make a little caveat here. We could say we have five because we have an Oilers representative and a Texan representative. Because every time I think Texans, I think Andre Johnson. But every time you think Oilers, you think Earl Campbell.
This is true. I think we can do that.
Okay.
I mean, we can split the baby for Earl Campbell. And Dre Johnson. Dre was dynamic, and he's going to be a first ballot guy.
You got one for all four sports on this one. That's cool.
Yeah, that is. But I feel bad for Biggio.
I know we only got three sports. Never mind.
I feel bad for Biggio now.
Biggio's fine. Biggio's a compiler. Look, he's a great compiler, but the 3,000 hits was a compiler. He definitely deserves the Hall of Fame, definitely deserves everything, but I give Bagwell the edge over him because what Bagwell did was elite for that strike-shortened season. And I know that Matt and I, we always talk about this all the time. We say we hate extrapolating. But the numbers he was extrapolating to on that season, I actually pulled it up real quick before we were talking about this. He was on pace for that strike-shortened season. He was on pace for 216 hits, 153 runs, 57 home runs, and 171 RBI.
That's wild. Jeez, he's backed up. Yeah, he was really going through it. Warren Moon.
It's hard to
leave Warren Moon off. Hall of Famer.
I don't think he gets past Campbell or Johnson, though.
Mm-hmm. You think it's too tough to get him past Campbell and Johnson?
Too much in the AFL.
It's either, I mean, you're going to have to take off a... you can't. It's too much AFL.
This is a tougher city than I thought it was going
to be. Yeah, it really was. Shut up. Houston gets it done. Sam Cassell, consideration. Rudy Tomjanovich, Jose Altuve, as you get newer. Matt Schaub will not be on it.
I'm not joking, though, but in like 7 years, Altuve is going to be knocking somebody
off. Oh, yeah, no doubt about that. Altuve will. Altuve definitely will because Altuve is a beast. He is the he's the ultimate. I was talking with Brian the other night, and Brian said he would go Goldschmidt at two, not Altuve.
He did go in one of the leagues. He was telling me he went Goldschmidt too.
Do you agree with that?
It's hard not to take out for fantasy purposes.
For fantasy purposes,
just the average that you're locked in with Altuve, and he's going to get you like 30 stolen bases. It's such a flaw. And look, I think Goldschmidt's awesome.
Yeah.
So, for me, I know people make the argument that Altuve should be one. He's out earned.
Altuve is the best offensive player in the game.
For me, Mike Trout's the number one player. If I have the number one pick, I'm going to take Mike Trout every time. That's where I'm not going to diversify. Just look what he did in 114 games and 400 played in 400 at bats last season. He's the best. After that, I would go Altuve too. It's just it sets your team up differently. You have to understand that.
Roster construction is important when you draft Altuve. You got to get your power in the
second.
But
he allows you so much with that average.
All right. Jake, what do you think at number two? Paul Goldschmidt, Jose Altuve.
I don't even have Paul Goldschmidt number three.
Okay.
Actually, I don't even have him number four.
So you got Altuve locked into that second spot.
I got Trout, Altuve, Stanton, Blackman.
Ooh,
Goldschmidt.
Stanton. Okay.
You know, Stanton went number one in one of the leagues the other day. I think he went two yesterday. So Stanton's really getting pushed. Everybody is falling all over themselves for the new park, the lineup, which, I mean, look, everything is there. It's pretty much there for him to – it's just a matter of him staying healthy. 50 should be a lock. Possibly he does get over 60. But also the thing, too, you got to understand is he's going to a new league. I don't think it's going to affect him as much, but we've seen this before with players when they do go to a new league.
All right, so let me ask you gentlemen this. Got a big week coming up this week. We have the Olympics going on. So we got the Olympics. We have Valentine's Day. Valentine's. We got pitchers and catchers.
What are you, like, writing this stuff down?
Yeah, just so I can remember it. Pitchers and catchers. I want to make sure I don't miss anything this week. And then we have, what's on the weekend? Something going on this weekend.
President's Day weekend, the NBA All-Star.
NBA All-Star weekend. NBA All-Star weekend is this weekend. Matt Medica, which one of these events are you looking more forward to?
I'll say Valentine's Day for my wife.
Yeah, I knew you were going to say that. Yeah, that's.
But obviously, pitchers and catchers.
That's one.
That's being married 15 years.
Yeah. Yeah.
But pitchers and catchers, the Olympics. I'm trying to read you. I can't read your handwriting.
Sorry.
NBA All-Star weekend. I get why Steph's not doing the three-point contest. It makes it make it more riveting next year.
Yeah,
you know, he just dominates it.
See if he can break Larry Bird's record in his hometown, or in his home state.
Mm-hmm. So
NBA, that would be his hometown. Charlotte would be his hometown. Yeah,
the NBA would be probably at the bottom of it.
Okay,
I mean, I'll watch it Saturday night if you know I'm home. I'll put it on. I used to love the
slam dunk contest.
Those first few years.
Slam dunk contest is trash now. Yeah. The highlight of the NBA All-Star weekend, and to me, is a three-point shootout. It's a little bit, it takes a small dip with no Steph Curry this year, but Klay Thompson, the other Splash brother, he gets to defend his championship. Of course, you want to see another Steph Klay final. Not going to get that this year, all-in kid. When you look at these events, the Olympic pitchers and catchers, Valentine's Day, and NBA All-Star weekend, Jake, which one is you looking forward to the most?
You know me, Olympics. Still have plenty of snowboarding and half pipe going, big airs going. Still plenty of stuff to go. Then NBA All-Star.
All right, so the NBA All-Star is last.
I'm not spending Valentine's Day with anybody, so
yeah,
that doesn't even register.
Don't even look like that's going to be the case for myself either, Jake. I'll probably send some text messages, probably receive some back, and then that's it. So this is it's not that sad, though. I'll be fine, trust me. Everything will get done. So I would go NBA All-Star Weekend, pitchers and catchers, Valentine's, then Olympics. That's how I would do it because the Olympics, I really
pitchers
can't.
Catchers doesn't do anything for them. Pitchers, like, they're not
doing
anything.
It just means baseball.
Means baseball. It's not like you're going to, like, turn something on.
No, but still. I mean, baseball is back. You know what I'm saying? And it was kind of important. It's very important to what we do, especially this time of year. It's very important. You wouldn't believe how important it is at this time of year for pitchers and catchers. So we start getting some news out of spring training and probably some more signings and stuff like that. Jake, I didn't get a chance to talk to you about Yu Darvish becoming a member of the Chicago Cubs. To me, it doesn't do nothing for his fantasy value. I still think he's in that SP12 to SP. Well, excuse me. Still think he's somewhere between SP12 and SP15, and all SP1, whether in a 12-team league or a 15. SP1 in a 15-team league. The ballpark plays neutral. What do you think about Darvish on the Cubs?
more win potential, a little bit concerned more for his runs and his whip pitching and Cubs for, or basically Wrigley for half the season. So it all balances out. The biggest thing, Yu Darvish, I know people are going to overreact to what happened in the World Series, but the biggest thing with him is just health. If Yu Darvish is Yu Darvish, he's going to be a top 15 starter. And that's just what it comes down to. It doesn't matter ballpark or not. It's just whether or not he can stay healthy and get to 180 innings.
Yeah, I mean, like I said before, the only problem I have is I don't have any problem. It's the problem that this contract will probably have is the second half of it. But it's the Cubs. If you're willing, they can absorb this. They're absorbing Jason Heyward. So with the team they have right now, this was a perfect signing for them.
All right, Billy Hayes just tweeted to me he would like to see me in the GST in the GST league on March 25th. If I can get a partner, Billy, I'll make that happen. There you go, right there. Would you like to partner with me, Billy? You want to be my partner?
That would be an odd. But see, I think Billy wants to be able to troll you.
I don't think he wants to partner with you. He said it would
take all his fun away.
Yeah, so he don't want to be a partner. He wanna come for me. Now if I stroll up in there with a partner, huh? You don't do the partner thing, Jake?
Yeah.
I can't really drop.
Because just the fighting back and forth, and I mean, it's not just the fact of like one pick, because the one pick changes the strategy for the rest of the draft. So you're kind of swinging half your draft sometimes, and just I can't do it.
Yeah, I'm not trying to drop 250 in March. I had a lot of stuff going on in March. I'm not trying to drop 250 in March.
I'm not gonna be able to make it now because I'm gonna have to go straight to Staten Island.
Yeah,
pick up the wife and dogs.
Matt, how do you do it? Do you partner with teams? Don't you?
Yeah, no, I've done it. Me and Vlad have been very successful.
Do you guys alternate picks, or what do you guys do?
No, we just talk it out. I mean, if you're doing it online, it's a hell of a lot easier. Just on a phone call, you're looking at the board. We kind of know guys we want. You know, we'll
it's
talk it out.
It's got to be with somebody with similar thinking to you to make it work.
No, you just can't, if you really want the guy, it has to be some give and take in it. I partnered with Vlad, in baseball and football. We were, 17th overall out of, 2,000 people in the online last year. We were pretty much top three for a good portion of it. And even in football, we had the most points in our – I think we had the second most points in our – we finished in second place in our league. So, I mean, with that, even with Andy, for the most part, I guess you got to be willing to have a little give and take, but you need to be able to talk things out, and it's easier to do it online, I'll say, than actually sit there at a live draft. I think that's more difficult.
Would you ever do what Nando and Chris did? Where, Chris gets the first half of the draft?
No, I wouldn't want to do that. I want to be involved. I want to have at least a say. Yeah. And it works out. And then sometimes, say if you're arguing over a guy in the fifth round, one of those guys wants to be in there in the sixth.
Yeah.
So if you really want him, then you get him in the sixth.
See, the thing with partnering, I think you got to have somebody that has a like mindset to you, and I think it's going to take some give and take. I think it's tough during the season with waiver wires and fab budgets and stuff like that. I think that's interesting because I'm very aggressive in fab. So I think that would be a trouble. That would be a problem I would have with partnering. When it comes to fantasy football, fantasy baseball, I'll take on the partner and be like, all right, you got it. it's yours.
Yeah, no, but even with football, baseball, I like to be aggressive, but it depends. Then getting that, sometimes that second opinion.
Uh-oh.
What happened?
No. Jaguars, new uniforms in April. Hopefully they get rid of those damn helmets.
New uniform normally means a bad, that's a bad omen because now you're getting too cute.
And just real quick, as far as with the, I'm doing the super auction with Chris Ricaro, mm-hmm. out here in NYC. We did it last year. We'll sit down. I'll go this week or next week. We'll sit.
Put a plan together.
We'll pick guys we want, prices and stuff. And you're pretty much gonna work within that range. And you're gonna have fullback guys in your tier. If you don't get this guy, we'll settle for this guy.
Yeah. Fantasy Mailman said he'll partner with any of you guys. Ron, if you coming up for the GST, holler at me. there you go. Something else I wanted to bring up.
Jaguars are also raising ticket prices and taking off some of the tarps of the stadium.
Yo, they going all out. They're trying to make that run. Let's see if Dante Fowler can get through the offseason first.
They're trying to make all this money before they move to England. Don't they have four people at the England office year round?
No, they have a staff. Jacksonville does have a staff.
It really is a smart thing.
I'm just glad I'm not that guy that have to live out there.
Aren't they undefeated in England?
Oh, they are.
They are. That's crazy. Remember Ray Lewis was kneeling on both knees?
And that looked like he was at the club.
And that London game this year. Yeah, he had on. He looked like the outfit he had on, Matt, you're right. It looked like he came straight from the club to the stadium. Shout out to NFL Hall of Famer Ray Lewis.
Now you got me checking.
All right, so yeah, Florio just alerted me that it's only.
No, they're 3-2.
Oh, okay. All right, well, there you go. I'm not Florida. No, you're fine. We're good to go. So that's today's
version
of Roto Experts Podcast. I want to thank everybody for rocking with us through the Mount Rushmore. Talk a little trash with us. Be back tomorrow. Signing off for Mr. Suspin. I'm Corey Parson, Fantasy Executive. All in Kid, Jake Seeley, Wall Street, Matt Medica. See you tomorrow morning.